The K92 Morning Thanks Monday Mount Rushmore.
Monday's Mount Rushmore, the debate becomes the four greatest things of a category.
Yes.
What are they? Like those old dead presidents on that mountain.
What's a face and what's a face?
Right. And we got to replace those faces with new faces.
Uh-huh.
And right now, we are all trying to live in some level of happy place. So it's the things that comfort us or the memories that comfort us. And also, I can tell as the person in my house who goes to the grocery store, Antoine, it would not be relatable right now to do, say, the Mount Rushmore of, you know, like leafy greens. No. One's buying those.
Nobody wants that.
There's lots of leafy greens at the store. They're all over the place. However, you go to the frozen food section. Good grief.
It's empty.
It looks like communist Russia back in the 80s.
It's empty. There's cobwebs in there now.
There are. And even some people are like, oh my God, they got microwave cobwebs? I'm going to buy those. That's delicious. So we are looking for the Mount Rushmore, and this is audience participation at 52353, of microwave food.
So the foods that you can just pop in their mic. Now, just for clarification.
Sure.
Do leftovers count?
No.
It has to be frozen first time you eat it.
Correct.
Because you got it out the microwave.
These are things that are specifically designed for the microwave. You buy them in that section that everyone has bought everything.
Okay.
And you pop them into the microwave. Beep, beep, beep. You do the beep, beep, beep. And you end up with the four greatest microwave thingies of all time. We'll come up with four. Then we'll decide if those are the ones. Monica Brooks, live from the She Shed. Do tell. What's on your mind when you hear microwave meals?
Ooh. I think beefaroni, because the kids have had beefaroni.
Ooh.
And I've put it like on the stovetop, but the microwave. Quick, here's lunch.
Okay.
Beefaroni.
Okay.
Beefaroni.
You made me think of a better one.
Okay. Yeah, because beefaroni to me is, oh my God, what part of the cow is the aroni? Like, that's
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know
either. Keep that to yourself. Old McDonald, you keep that information to yourself.
All right, Monica says beefaroni. I feel like that one's going to get kicked off. I don't like that
one. All right, I'm going to stay with my original, but I have a backup ready. But my original is the Banquet Salisbury Steak Meal. Like, that's just a staple. I didn't say it was good. Listen here, beefaroni.
Yeah, exactly.
Relax, okay? It's not the best meal. None of these are. Give me my 10 seconds. It's not the best meal. But it is, like, everybody had a banquet meal, and they probably had the Salisbury steak one in their freezer at some point.
Mm-hmm.
A Salisbury steak, corn, mashed potatoes, and gravy. Because remember, you had to cut the film off everything but the mashed potatoes, and you had to go back in, you had to stir the mashed potatoes and put another minute and a half on there.
That's a lot of work. That's almost like being a chef.
Exactly. I felt like I was cooking at 7 years old.
Yeah. And you know what, really? Salisbury steak is one of those where it is only done in the microwave,
that's
baby.
That's the only time you eat that.
Ain't nobody firing up real live Salisbury steak, because then you think, well, you could have just microwave this. What are you doing around here? All right. Those are the two so far. I don't feel great about either of those. Antoine, I feel decent about yours. The beefaroni, I don't know. I mean, it originally came in the can.
Uh-huh.
I always hated that stupid microwave pop top they put it in because it could never get heated in the middle.
Right.
And if you tried to keep it in long enough to heat it in the middle, that thing would bounce up in the air and explode so hard. Scary with that pop.
All right, what do you got?
Have y'all heard of a Hot Pocket? I mean, come on.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a good safe answer. That's a good one.
That's a good safe number one. If we're throwing things up on the Mount Rushmore of microwave food, it is a Hot Pocket. And then I have two other ones that I feel like are better than both of yours.
Well, we need a fourth one, so go ahead and throw another one up.
Okay. Totino's Pizza Rolls. Thank you very much.
Pizza rolls are dangerous.
They are dangerous.
Pizza rolls are dangerous because it's probably the same thing with Hot Pockets. I've never actually had a Hot Pocket before. But a pizza roll, when you bite into that thing, if you bite into it too early, that cheese will burn taste buds off your tongue.
The Hot Pocket's actually more dangerous because it's bigger. It's bigger and thicker.
It's a bigger bite. Get the side of your mouth.
And we have not mentioned a little thing called microwave popcorn. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you going to me on
you
that?
You guys know me and popcorn. I don't crave popcorn.
I don't eat popcorn.
But
if you say microwave blank, like if it's a food, you say microwave. Like if we were playing Password, you would say popcorn.
I would say popcorn. You're right. You're right.
I don't know.
And we'll come back around to it, but instead of beefaroni, what about those Chef Boyardee things?
So like things in general?
Yeah, the Chef Boyardee, like ravioli. Like that should go up instead of beefaroni.
I don't know. Beefaroni's that
weird. It's all that same meat. That mystery meat.
Yeah, we don't know where
ravioli
it came from.
It's when the ravioli gets blown apart. It just ends up as the beefaroni. Okay, we have Hot Pockets, I believe is safe. Also, the Totino's Pizza Rolls.
Yes, that's safe.
They seem safe. Two in danger, the beefaroni, as well as the Banquet Salisbury Steak, which again sounds very classy.
There has to be a TV dinner. There has to be a TV dinner on the Mount Rushmore.
Maybe. I'm not against
it. It's a TV dinner with the trays. It has to.
What about kid cuisine? We got a couple of texts for kid cuisine.
No.
Because that was like a TV dinner, but it was for the kids.
No.
Teaching kids at a young age, it's all about pre-processed and sodium and whatever. Mm. What about, y'all ever eat the rectangle pizza?
Uh-uh.
No?
I mean, at school. Yeah. I ate it at school.
Right.
I have.
Yeah, but you didn't buy it at home? The brand was Elio's. Elio's Pizza.
I've never had that.
Oh my God, so bad. So bad, it was so good. I used to run a train on that stuff all the time. It would come in like a big sheet, and you could break it into three different rectangles. I mean, it was like breaking styrofoam, man. Looked like styrofoam, tasted like styrofoam, and boy, did I love that.
I've never had that one.
Schoolhouse sensation. Monica, you never did the rectangle pizza in the microwave?
No.
All right,
no, I had no. But I used to have breakfast pizza as a kid. I had I think it was Mr. P's. Pizza, and I had that and a cup of coffee.
That was just a neighbor of yours. Time out.
And a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
You ain't gonna gloss over that. How old were you drinking coffee?
Elementary school. So I was probably like first grade. Yeah.
Mama, how come I'm only 5'2"? You're drinking coffee at 11 years old. That's why.
She's going to nap time with a thermostat. I mean, a thermo of coffee and stuff. Good gracious.
All right, Monica, your favorite microwave meals as a kid? Well, vodka. Always
Good
heated
gracious,
up the hot
Monica.
Vodka, of course.
I mean, come on.
Your life is so different. So different.
Wow.
Bagel Bites is one.
Bagel Bites.
Yeah. See,
they're in that whole. See, we're in the same family though, with the pizza rolls and the hot pockets.
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening.
They're all cousins.
When pizza's on a bagel, you get a pizza anytime, Antoine. Anytime.
There's not a lot of diversity right now.
Man, I don't know. And then popcorn is still there. People texting in about ramen noodles. What about the oodles of?
Oodles of noodles,
yes.
Yeah. See, I always did those on the stove, mm-hmm. though. I never did them in the microwave.
Oh, that's right, because again, you forgot Antoine is very
fancy.
I'm doing my Salisbury steak and my oodles of noodles. Yes, of course.
All right, so now Antoine does, I guess.
TV dinner has to be on there. I don't care what it is.
Marie Callender chicken pot pie. Dollar a holler on those things.
Hungry man.
I take a Hungry Man. As long there has to be a TV dinner on the Mount Rushmore.
Hungry Man is my favorite because Hungry Man is like the declaration of, look at me, I am going to get fat, damn it. I'm going to make this happen.
Yes, I'm getting a breast. I'm getting a breast and a thigh and two sides of mashed potatoes.
Yep.
Nutrition
and a brownie.
Hungry Man. And do you feel weird as a woman eating a Hungry Man? Because I feel like you do. You feel unusual. I have always felt weird eating a Lean Cuisine, and that's not even fair of me to say. I understand, but you eat it like, what is that? Lean Cuisine? Like, it's just
A Lean Cuisine.
I don't know.
And I think Chef Boyardee needs to be on there.
Ooh, no, I don't know. Over popcorn?
Over beefaroni.
Well, I say the whole beefaroni clan goes
Okay, that's
out.
Gone. All right.
So popcorn goes in. I'll save your Salisbury steak. Okay. I'll leave that one in there.
I just need a TV dinner.
I think a TV dinner is in there. And that's like the OG. Mm-hmm. And again, Salisbury steak is never performed by a real human on an actual stove. Because you think, well, why? What happened? The package opened up or something? And that's why you went and did this? Microwave broken? What's going on here? All right. So I think we're good with that. Monica, you okay that we just kicked you to the curb?
You'll beat the Roni.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Because you said you have popcorn on there?
Yes.
As well as the Hot Pocket?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
And Monica will be over there just reminiscing about her childhood when she used to just drink a vodka tonic before school.
How stressful were you having coffee in the first grade? You were stressed in the morning.
Stressed out, yeah.
These math problems are killing me, man. This long division stressing me out. Ah!